Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, what would you call a man or a boy that's not really necessarily a homosexual, but he's just kind of...
Weirdo.
Okay. And what would you call a girl who was that way, who wasn't necessarily homosexual?
A lesbian.
Okay. What would you call a girl who was really a homosexual?
A lesbian.
Okay. What would you call, on the first question, maybe the first one there, mm-hmm. about the girl, I don't mean one who's really a lesbian.
Well, I call her,
Just sort of boyish or something. Or mannish.
Yeah. Well, I know I got one in my group. She's a girl, but she wants to act like a boy.
Yeah.
I don't know, weird.
Okay.
Really. It's a
what
word
would you call a man who's a homosexual?
Stupid.
Okay.
Because I think there's enough women in the world for a man to get. They don't have
That's
to go
right.
with another man.
That's right. Okay. What would you call a sexually overactive male?
A fruitcake.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a sexually overactive female?
I call her a fruitcake, too.
Okay. What about a sexually indiscreet male? I mean, like, he just jump in bed with anybody, doesn't care who knows about it.
He's a nut.
Okay. What about a woman who's that
way? Same way.
Okay. What would you call a real ugly man or a boy?
I'd call him nice-looking.
If he's real ugly?
Mm-hmm.
No, if you'd say you really meant to tell somebody he was ugly and you weren't trying to be nice.
Oh, I say he's, where did he get his looks from?
Okay. What would you call a real ugly girl or woman?
Well, it all depends on her personality, too. But
no,
if she was ugly, I say she was. She didn't look good.
Okay.
I wouldn't hurt her feelings for nothing.
No, not
I'd just say,
front of her.
Not even the back of her, because
yeah.
it always gets to you. But
yeah,
I say, well, she needs an operation or, you know, something like that.
Okay. What would you call a real good-looking man or boy?
Handsome.
Okay. Or a real good-looking girl or woman?
Beautiful.
Okay. And what would you call a person who just reads all the time? And I don't mean...
A bookworm.
All right. Okay. What would you call somebody who's real smart? Now, they may not necessarily read all the time, but they're real smart.
I call them a good A student.
Okay. A lot of times in school, there are kids who are always trying to get the attention of the teacher, always trying to...
Does somebody hear?
Right. Always trying to...
I'd swap the other one.
Yeah, but to get the teacher's praise and stuff. What do you call a kid like that?
Want to better herself or him.
Okay. Sometimes there's some... This carries over into adult life. Like there'd be a man on the job who's always trying to make it even good with the boss. Would you have a name for a person like that?
He wants to improve himself, be something like the boss, I imagine.
Okay. How many grades are in grade school now?
Well, let's see. There's 5 in elementary.
Yeah.
4 in junior, that's 9.
Okay. And then?
3 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And in 4 years, is it 9?
Okay, and 3.
And how many are they in college? 3?
Well, you can go forever, I think. That's all I care about, just through high school. What kind of a fence do you usually find around a playground?
A what?
What kind of a fence do you usually find around?
Well, a cyclone fence.
Okay, and what does that look like?
It's metal and it's got poles so far apart.
Yeah.
And it sometimes they turn the fence upside down where the points are up.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids can't crawl out or try to get out of the schoolyard.
Mm-hmm. Does it have like, is it kind of a woven sort of?
Yes, it's a crisscross.
Yeah, how big are the holes usually?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, I'd say 2 inches wide and 2 inches long.
Okay.